There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
My Cool Inventions Radio. Doug Steffen with John Cremins. And Molly is here. Molly Page. Molly is very serious, John, as you've noticed.
She's serious today?
She's usually pretty serious. She's an authentic news person. And when she gets together with people like us who are not necessarily about the news, we tend to sometimes overwhelm people who are very serious. I do anyway, and I think you sort of do too.
Well, I take life a little bit fun. I mean, life has got to be a little more fun.
Well, you're a television
guy. Being a news person.
But did you ever do the news, or you just do shopping stuff?
Oh, yeah. I was actually a news director.
You were?
Many, 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 many years ago.
Really? See, what I was too, as a matter of fact. Well, I wasn't the news director. I was the operations director.
I did that too.
Program person at WEEI, which was the all-news radio station in Boston. I did that in the mid-'80s when I was in my mid-30s. Was that? Yeah, I guess I was.
Let's see, when I was in my early 20s, I was a news director for WIXK, AM and FM in Richmond, Wisconsin, and in Twin City ADI. Then I went to WRPX Hudson and became their operations manager and the news director.
Right. Wow.
And doing all the news stuff. And then they also did a talk show there, noon to 4.
Yeah, okay. So you have credentials, and now you know why it's better to be foolish and silly than it is.
Yeah, you got
to
have fun. Right. You really do.
And you can't. That's why Limbaugh got fired, by the way. Limbaugh's first job, his second job, he was a disc jockey as Jeff somebody or other for a while, and then he was a newsman, and he was on two or three stations, and he kept getting fired because after the news he would make some comment. And that wasn't, at the time, considered kosher. This was in the early, mid-'80s. And so he didn't, he went to work for the Kansas City baseball team as a promotions person.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ed Molly, news many, many years ago, especially when I was doing it back in Richmond, Wisconsin, during the noon newscast and the 6 o'clock newscast, you had the obituary notices.
Wow.
Seriously. Brought to you by the Carl Funeral Home.
Yeah.
And basically, you'd go through the interments and passing of people.
Yep.
And
I remember that.
And then the alarm would go off. There was like an alarm, the fire.
Oh, you had those too, the red light?
So please don't follow the fire trucks. Brought to you by Dowd Reliance Insurance Agency. The fire is located at. So you're telling the people where the fire is located at, but please don't follow the fire trucks.
Yeah.
And then you do a spot for Dowd Reliance Insurance.
Sure. That's clever.
That's what we did.
Those are the best days of radio. And local stations still do that sort of thing. That's very good stuff. I'm thinking about my career, like yours has been. You started in smaller stations. I started in Tiffin, Ohio. I went to school, and I did everything. I was on the news beat. I did a disc jockey program at night. I used to go over at 4 o'clock in the morning to the police station and go through the blotter, and then I would do a special report that would be included in the newscast. And so you think about all of this stuff, and Molly has done all of that, and we have too, but it doesn't, somehow or other, it hasn't rubbed off.
Well, see, when she gets as old as us, she'll get into this whole realm of life is a good thing.
Okay.
We're having a little more fun with
remember
it.
That, right.
Well, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we were serious back then.
Well, we were earlier on the Good Day program.
Not really, but we were.
Talking about worrying and why worrying hasn't got any real value. What is there about women? I said that Meredith said it was, worry is a prayer for what you don't want. And she said, well, really, it's about negative goal setting. And it is. I mean, think about it. I'm worried that she's not going to love me. Well, what good is that? Why would that be? So what you want is to think in your mind. And this is where, by the way, that whole philosophy that Napoleon Hill and so many others have put into practice that thoughts are things. Ernest Holmes, Science of Mind, if you have ever read any of what he's written, if you haven't, go find it and read it. It's all about how the mind creates whatever reality is, and I have found in my life that is exactly true.
That's really interesting.
Oh, it really is. It is.
Wait, that's a card. That's a digital tape or something.
What? Thoughts or things?
No, what you just said. Molly. Oh, you are there. Okay.
No.
For some reason, because really he said it like three times now. I'm going, So in other words, she's placating us.
Yes.
Well, she's not. We're not saying anything that's interesting to her, so yes.
No,
it's
very
interesting.
True.
It's very interesting. I'm typing on my key, looking at my Facebook. That's Acos. He's not here right now.
Yeah. All right. You're sending the message to the Sioux. Anyway.
What's that mean?
That means this is, wow. I haven't said that. The Heidelberg newspaper, this is so silly, I shouldn't even be telling the story. The Heidelberg newspaper was called the Killiclick. And it was called that because we were next to the main line of the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad tracks. And the school, always the campus was shaking because trains were going through there 24 hours a day. And when it goes over in the old days when the rails were only about 120 feet long and they're all welded together, when it got to a seam, it was click, click. When the rail, remember what the train sounded like when they would go over the little bump in the rail? Click, click.
Oh, yeah.
That was the click, click. That's what the paper was. And the two ladies who were students that were the editors, Sue Furbay and Sue, I don't remember what the other one's name was, but I know that it was called Messages from the Sioux. And why that came into my mind just then, haven't the slightest idea. But seemed important to tell that story.
See, Molly, this is what you have to look forward to.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Senility sets in with broadcasters.
Okay, go ahead and say it. Much news. That's interesting.
That's really interesting.
There we go.
All right, yesterday on My Cool Inventions, we had a gentleman named David Pender, who had the power brush. How did he do an acceptance thumbs up from our audience?
87%.
87%. Were you surprised that you would have thought it would have been a little higher than that?
Maybe a little higher, but you know, I mean, it's one of those things where you really, if you're just listening to it, yeah, it's an interesting pitch, and he had a good, I mean, it was fun. I mean, I actually like when people come out of their shell, and because I remember in
he person, was a little insecure.
In person, he wasn't like that.
No, really.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was totally different. So when he got away from the, you know, being seen, right, mm-hmm. and behind a microphone, you could do a lot more. You could be a little bit more different.
Yeah,
some people are anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Than what you are in real life. So he did. I thought he did a great job. Yeah. I was proud of him.
87% is not bad. It just doesn't win because on Tuesday, Todd Jones had 97% thumbs up. So if he
was a good product, was a good product.
What we have today? Today is what? Today's the 5th, right?
No, today's another inventor we found at the Inspire Expo up in Minneapolis.
Today's the 4th.
Today's the 4th. So who are we
have? The 4th.
We had Pender on yesterday.
Yeah.
Who
remember,
today?
I put the wrong dates on the sheet I sent you.
Beyer is today.
Yes.
Lou Beyer. All right.
He's the guy that... he's a modeler. He does like models and stuff. But he found these big, huge, I don't know, they're monster truck rubber tires that they have for model trucks, right?
Right.
And he
put them
together and made it so that it's like a can coolie.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, for like NASCAR and motorsports. I mean, people would buy those like crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so that's today.
Yeah.
We'll have
it's
it
a little
the
different.
Next
it's a whole different kind of thing.
Yeah, that is good. I like that. So, meanwhile, thinking about what it is that we can do to inspire you, I usually try to find a story a day that I feel is inspirational. Here's today's story that comes actually from the Knot, which is the wedding magazine. They are live streaming today, Molly and John. They're live streaming a couple ceremony that was fully crowdsourced.
Wow.
The dress, the flowers, the honeymoon, all of the other aspects were voted on by the public and were paid for by a crowd.
Oh, my gosh.
That's really interesting.
Think about that, though.
Oh, man.
So a drone is going to take video and photographic.
Now, that'd be cool.
It'd be a robot bartender and robot photographers and a cake topped with a 3D printed topper of the bride and groom who had their body scanned to make the replicas.
That's cool.
How about
that? I'd like to see that. I'd watch that.
Right.
Just for the heck of it.
Crowdsourced all of the money that became the... Now, if you were going to get married, it's, I don't know if people would consider this shameful. I don't, because these are all their friends, they have enough money to get married nicely. They were going to elope or something. I don't know what the story is, but I know they weren't going to have a wedding. And then somebody came up with a bright idea. Well, if you don't have enough money, why don't you just do a Kickstarter campaign or a crowdfund? And that's what they did. So they have the money to pay for the wedding, and they have people voting on what it is they're going to wear and how the wedding is going to take place. And so all their friends had a say in their wedding.
You came up with
random.
I didn't come up with it. No, this people, what do you mean I came up with it? Me and weddings?
No.
No. Man, I think so.
How much is it?
How much? It doesn't say. It didn't say how much they raised. But what does a typical wedding cost? Richie, how much did it cost you to get married?
About $6,000.
$6,000, that's it?
Yeah, we did it on the cheap. Remember, you were there. We did my parents' backyard on the lake. And
yeah. That, you know, that's nice, though.
I had a barbecue guy. And
We had, we had cucumbers. We had cucumbers for snacks.
Right. I drank beer. And
we went to the church. Right. I drove. Didn't I drive Janet to the church?
The church, right.
I drove the two of you back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. I remember that now.
That's cool.
What did you, I mean, Kelly and I got you get married, John?
Well, Kelly and I got married at a local church and then a little community right in Tampa. Yeah. And then we went to my best friend, Alan Stance, who was a host there. Yeah. And we had a party at his house.
How much?
That's where our reception was.
Not a lot of money.
Probably not. Probably less than 10.
Huh. Wow.
Okay, that was the second.
I mean, I'm not in a big fancy. Nah. I mean, yeah, I'll go to when I have to go and make a appearance or something.
Yeah.
But I'm not one of those guys.
What did it cost you to get married the first time, other than a lot in the divorce?
Remember, I was married to Karen for 10 years. So, and I got a great daughter out of that.
Yeah.
That was probably $5,000.
Really?
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Huh. Wow.
You can amortize it over how many?
yeah, it's $500 a year.
18 after the hour on My Cool Inventions.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Akos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
Clean up with deals on top-quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Or get easy-to-install click strand bamboo for $2.49. It's two times harder than oak, and now it's 42% less. Plus, laminate and more for 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Right now, is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Gotcha. Richie has the most evil laugh. John Cremins is here. Doug Steffen, my cool inventions radio. We have our.
He was on the air this morning.
Who was?
A.M.
Oh,
ACOS.
He was. Oh,
right. The downtown Tampa was so packed from the hockey game last night we got out. It took an hour to get out of a parking lot.
Really?
I mean, I'm sitting there. I think I went to bed at like 1:30.
Good.
And then he had to get up at 3:30 to get into the studio at HSN to go on air.
Great.
Yay.
Hi, that was like the night I stayed at his house, which was actually, as it turned out, the last night of Charlotte's life.
Yeah.
And we were up and added Charlotte, who was unhappy in the car, and took her out for a walk. And we hadn't gotten there until late. And so he was ready for bed because he had to get up at 2 o'clock. And I got up at 2 o'clock to give Charlotte a walk. And it was one of those really bizarre things, but I remember him, you know, it seemed like a regular routine. He seemed like he was used to it, getting up at all hours of the day and night to go pitch things.
It's tough. It's a tough life. I mean,
it's rewarding. He's doing fine. It's a good thing for both of you guys. All right, so Cremins is here, Stefan is here, Paige is here, sort of, and McFadden. So here's what, I'm going to finish the conversation about weddings first. My sources tell me the average wedding is about $20,000, and most of them cost $50,000, and some, you know, you can spend as much as you want to. I know what I spent for my daughter's wedding. And it was it was pretty close to that 50 G's mark. But you think about it, and I had given her, I had a fund, and I said, okay, this is how much is in the fund, and that's it. You do whatever you want. She's my only daughter. I figure I'll have a nice... And it was a wonderful... It was a... Richie, you got invited, but you didn't come, I think. Didn't you get invited?
I wasn't able to come, though.
No. But it was a very nice... It was, you know, classic sort of stuff. My daughter wouldn't participate in something that was a circus. And so I think about that, and that's when I was asking you guys how much you spent. I don't remember. I don't know how much we spent when I got married. It was quite a while ago, and it was pretty young. I don't even know how much. It wasn't a lot of money, though. I think both my father her father kicked in, but I don't think it was a lot of money, a couple of grand apiece maybe.
And now it's just got to be so. I think it's overblown,
it's great.
Right?
Well, it's all of the money that's been advertising. You go in, it's just crazy. The magazines and television shows and stuff. All right, So that's that thing. I must. We are. You had an idea that Molly, who was saying the same sort of thing, may not have been live.
That's really interesting.
There it is, right there.
She, somehow or other, McFadden got it in his head that he wanted to record a bunch of comments from her and make it sound like she was actually talking to us. And I fell for it. I had no idea in the studio.
And I knew it, didn't I?
You knew it.
Because it didn't seem real.
Yeah, well, I wasn't maybe paying as much attention.
John, you were kind of like, wait a minute, something's going on here.
Yeah.
And you said, is that a thing? And then Molly said,
I'm here.
That's
I'm
classic.
Here. But I've been here with Doug for 5 hours, so he's just like, whatever, Molly.
Maybe that was it.
You could have gone on the whole morning, and he may never have even known.
He may not have.
That would have been funny.
Yeah, I did not get it, really. And I don't know why, because I usually pay pretty close attention to what Molly is saying, Frank.
Well, I listen to the intonation of voices, right? So
But it was the same. I'm usually very good at that, so I can pick voices out. I just identified Barry Corbett, the actor, Corbin's voice, from an excerpt of War Games. A little while ago. It was done in 1983.
None of us really need to be here anymore.
No, we get to push a button.
All we have to do is put 3 to 5 second clips on a button and have somebody push them for us.
Hey,
and you're fine, man.
Don't give the radio companies any ideas.
All right, so is this tomorrow morning's good day is going to be... Hi, this is a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Just a bunch of buttons.
28 after on My Cool Inventions.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program. Or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Doug Steffen, John Cremins, Molly Page, Rich McFadden, and the inventor of the day, who will grace us with his presence in a few moments, Lou Beyer, has something that will intrigue you. Our thought for the day today, John.
Yes.
If people let the government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as are the souls who live under tyranny. Thomas Jefferson said that almost 300 years ago.
Very smart man.
How does it figure today? Doesn't it sound like it belongs in the vernacular today?
I don't know. You don't think so?
I do think so. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, absolutely.
I think we're watching it happen in front of us all.
Oh, my God. You and I both.
Well, I mean, right. All day long it's happening. Yeah, right. You have to turn it off every once in a while. And yeah, I know that probably would make Molly mad because I'm turning news off.
But I
can't do it.
You have to turn the news off.
It's overwhelming right now, right?
Yeah. Antithesis of what makes any sense. Pretty much all of us agree at how nutty everything is, and yet we let it continue. We put the same people back in. What's the old expression? Continuing to do the same thing. The definition of insanity, that's what it is. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting to get different results. Yeah. You can't do that sort of
but
thing.
But the system's set up that way.
Well, and yet we have people, and this is what the inspiration is for our whole system. People like Lou Beyer, people like David Pender, people like Todd Jones, people who have been on this program this week, who have an idea, who understand this is America, where dreams still can come true in spite of our allowing people who really are not any smarter in many instances, they aren't as smart as we are, and they have the gumption to run for office, get elected, get corrupted, get into the system, and then we have people like this that we're trying to encourage to do things, and they get sometimes slowed down by the system. When we had people like Thomas Jefferson around who knew how to encourage people to do, our founding fathers were all about this. Let's come up with an idea. The idea was America, right? That was idea number one.
Yep.
And then from there, look at all of the other inventions and ideas that came from people like Franklin, Washington, Jefferson,
John Adams.
These people were not. He was the first brewmaster, wasn't he? Adams?
No,
that was Sam Adams.
Yes, yeah, no. John Adams. I remember, John Adams was kind of the he's helped start the revolution.
Right? There were two of them. The father and
his son. His son was later on, yeah.
Yeah, but all of these people had revolutionary ideas. In a way, the people that we encourage to come on this program are those folks cut from that same cloth. We've done a lot to stymie interest in becoming entrepreneurs and businessmen in our country, even though that's what the country is founded on. And I don't know, we're going to wake up to that fact so that we can open the floodgates again to just people with great ideas, mysterious ideas that somehow can become a success. That's what we need. Circumstances that present people with the opportunity to be successful.
The Elon Musk thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you watch him.
Genius.
And granted, I mean, he's getting, billions of dollars in subsidies.
And he's not even an American, or he wasn't born here.
Just takes ideas, he runs he puts money behind it. I mean, granted, some of it's our money. I mean, he's already taken billions of dollars from the government, government.
Still made a lot of money with he originated PayPal, if you don't know who the guy is.
So he's come up with some pretty cool things, and what he's doing for space, and what he's doing for, the automobile. And
right.
I like that kind of stuff.
Yep,
I like seeing people that, at least those people don't seem to be as bridled as some of our, our inventors across the country, right?
All right, let's see if Lou Beyer is going to be the next Elon Musk. John, you can introduce us to Lou, and let's go.
Yes, I will. I like Lou. I met Lou. Lou
like
had
a bumper sticker. He's running for office.
I like Lou. No, I met Lou at the Minnesota Inventors Congress. It was the Inspire Expo, which is up in the Minneapolis Convention Center, about four weeks ago. Back home, my hometown, just to go there and listen to some great inventors. And I saw his booth because he has a booth at the convention, and I thought, this is one cool idea. Because I'm like kind of a NASCAR guy anyway. I like NASCAR outside of hockey and football. And what he created was, I'd never seen something like it. I mean, granted, I've seen can coolies, and we all had that. But this was something that really would strike the into the minds of the motorsport people.
Uh-huh.
So, Lou, welcome to My Cool Inventions Radio. We're glad to have you with us today.
Oh, thank you.
Lou, I can tell you, man, I really loved your idea, and as you know, and we met a couple weeks ago. There was something about it. I don't know whether it struck the kid in me, or just the motorsport guy in me, but I thought you came up with a great idea.
Well, thank you very much.
So tell everybody, because they're all in their cars, or they're at home, or at work. Tell them what Treads is all about.
Well, I think I told you that I was shopping in a hobby shop looking for some ideas for some trophies because I'm trying to develop a line of trophies for racing. And I came upon these monster truck tires that fit an RV or RC radio-controlled truck. And I thought, those things are really neat. I'm just going to take them home just to play with them and see what comes up. And while standing there at my workbench, I had them stacked there next to a can of Diet Coke, I think. And I realized that they were about the right size that they would, if I cut them out a little bit, I could put a can of Coke in there and create a beverage wrap. So that's kind of where it started.
Okay. Think about that, though. So you took that idea. Well, how did you go about explaining this to the patent office?
Well, we got a hold of the patent attorney, and he explained what needed to be done. And I created the drawings to submit. And after he tweaked them a little bit, approved them, then we sent them off to the patent office, and I explained what it was. And about a year later, they sent me back the patent and said I was good to go. So it is patented.
So do you ever think that they wouldn't issue a patent on this, though, when you first came up?
Well, I was skeptical, kind of, but I believed in it. I thought it was a great idea. I talked to some other people and showed it to them. They thought it was a great idea. So, we threw it at the patent office, and apparently they thought it was good enough for a patent, so we have it.
So as you're listening here, just think about what this looks like. You've seen the canned coolies before. You think the wraps that go on your can and your Coke or your favorite beverage. But this thing actually has, it looks like wheels, and they're stacked wheels. Now, it looks to me like, you know, especially from the image that you gave me and what you and I talked about, is that you're looking kind of to take this into motorsports, get it licensed like by a NASCAR or get it, it's some kind of motorsport company, right?
Correct. I think NASCAR would be a perfect market for this product. I also think that, you know, there are other venues or other race operations like Sports Car Club of America or Professional Sports Car Series. You know, it could go F1, maybe. I don't know, but
like some of the antique, even the like antique cars, even antique car shows, things like that, possibly too, right?
Yeah.
Just kind of use different wheels. I guess you just kind of use a different model wheel to build the thing. Have you talked to anybody about how it's going to cost? How much it's going to cost you to make something like this? I mean, to make and mass produce a product like this.
Well. The only manufacturer I spoke with was a gentleman down in Florida, and he threw out the figure that, just off the top of his head, that would probably $12,000-$13,000 produce the molds. I was not having that kind of cash to throw at this project. You know, I was been looking for other directions and hopefully finding someone that could, you know, I could license this to that would have the resources. Yeah. To produce it, market it, advertise it, you know, get it out there.
Well, wait a minute. So are you saying that you wouldn't have to make it out of separate tires, or you'd make a mold that had the look of the tires?
Yeah.
Is that what you're kind of envisioning and how this is going to be manufactured?
Yes, because I think it just takes too much hand work to take the tires pre-molded.
Yeah.
And glue them together and then trim them out to make them fit, you know.
There's too
much involved there. It needs to be molded. And
so it can be mass-produced, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Lou, I want to hear your pitch. And I may have a couple more questions for you, the guy hole as well. But here's what we're going to do. And if you're driving in your car, you're at home, or you're listening to the show, what you'll do is you can go to our website at My Cool Inventions. That's mycoolinventions.com. And you can vote. You can actually see trends. We have the image that Lou provided this, and you'll see what I saw. And just the kid in me just came out. I just thought it was one of the cool things of the show that I saw. And then when Lou gives us our pitch, then you're going to get a chance to vote. You get a chance to do a thumbs up or a thumbs down vote. You go to our website, you can vote there by hitting the vote tab, or you can text a vote on your smartphone. You can text to the number 22333. That's 22333, and then you can vote thumbs up or thumbs down. So, Lou, if you're ready, I want to hear the pitch, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have created the most unique insulated beverage wrap in the world. A wrap that every race fan, gearhead, or motor junkie will want. Everyone loves ice-cold beverage, whether at the track or wrenching on your ride in the driveway. Out in the sun, that cold, refreshing drink quickly becomes a warm, flat, disgusting liquid. Enter Treads. Treads will not only keep your drink very cold, but the rubber cover gives a non-slip dripping surface that you won't drop, no matter if your hands are sweaty or covered in grease from that brake job. Treads are not your average koozie. An outer surface, the look and feel of racing slick or a monster truck tire, and an inner liner of insulating foam that will outperform any other koozie in the market. Once you get your hands on a Treads, you'll understand why I say Treads are the most unique, best-performing drink wrap on the market. Now, go to mycoolinventions.com. I need your vote. Thank you.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark.
Wow.
Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
All right, Lou.
Perfect pitch. Nice. I mean, literally job. Right to the top. I mean, right to the very end. You got all everything.
How much
in.
Is it?
I think you could do.
Listen to the Molly.
Well, Molly. Yeah. So what do you think, Lou? What do you think the finished product and the cost is if somebody wanted to buy one?
I'm hoping the price point would sell at maybe $10, $12, $15 tops.
I mean, that's what Koozie...
Did you research as far as what
Koozies cost? I mean, have you kind of looked around to kind of see what a plain Koozie might look like and then what your specific Koozie would be?
You know, the typical neoprene folded piece, you know, those things are going for like a buck or less depending upon quantity, you know? And this is a major step forward up from, you know, the typical flat printed koozie that slips over a can or bottle or anything. But, you know, it's something that's totally unique. And the extra thickness of the cavity inside will allow for additional foam insulation. So I believe it will perform better and keep a drink colder longer.
What do you think, Doug?
I think that sort of he understands how to sum it all up and finds something here. I had a hard time because I'm on a farm, Lou, and I've taken old tires from Bobcats and cut them up and used them for bumpers and stuff. You know, this is the same kind of stuff, very thick rubber. I was trying to envision how you could make it pliable enough to do what it is that you're doing.
They're small. The wheels are only, what, 3-4 inches?
These are off of RC cars.
I understand. These are smaller, right.
Those little toy, you know, the radio controls.
So the rubber is softer rubber than a tractor tire. Yeah. Than a real tractor tire.
Yeah.
Are they very heavy, though?
The tires heavy?
Yeah, because I'm wondering, like, does somebody want to carry that around?
They're not heavy.
A koozie. They're not. Okay.
No.
No, you just let it sit.
I think it would be light enough, and I don't think it would add too much width
to the
can.
It's heavier than a thin koozie, but it's nominal.
All right,
although
so
you can tell it that way.
If you want to vote for Lou, thumbs up or thumbs down, text it to 22333, or you can call 888-877-0490 to vote, or vote at mycoolinventions.com.
That's really interesting.
Sure, going fast is impressive, but performing over the long haul is even more impressive. And for that, there's STP. Each bottle of STP Complete Fuel System Cleaner in your tank helps remove power-robbing deposits to restore performance and keep your engine running better longer. Because greatness isn't just measured in seconds. True greatness is measured in years. STP. In for the long haul.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood like 5-inch refinished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you pay at other stores. Or get hand-scraped bamboo for $1.99. It's beautifully textured, and now it's 43% less. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
With newly minted high school and college grads pouring out of schools these days, the big question is what gift to buy them. There are watches and jewelry and gift cards, but is there something out there that will get you more for less? The answer is yes. Net10 Wireless is now offering new customers who bring their own phone, BYOP, 5 gigabytes of data at 4G LTE speed, and unlimited talk and text for only $50 a month. Grads will get to keep their phone's network and number. It's easy to switch your phone with BYOP. Just purchase a Net10 BYOP activation kit to use with your compatible phone and follow a few simple instructions to activate it on your current network. What could be better for these job-seeking grads than a high-speed, affordable wireless service like Net10? With no contracts and no credit checks, there are no surprises. Need a gift for that new grad? Log on to net10wireless.com or net10byop.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/16 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See storestables.com for details.
Spring has sprung, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint for your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Here's it's Tech Talk time here on Good Day. Greg Stebbin had to go on some tech assignment. He wasn't able to get to where there's a microphone, so it has been my job to bring you a lot of information as much as I could find on technology, and I try to sound credible. And where I fall apart, I let Kenny jump in to save me. There are some discussions between Dish Network and T-Mobile. What will that do to the technology you use? We'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Musicians, it's summer, and whether you're having a backyard party, local club show, or heading out on the road, drop into Guitar Center first and save up to 40% on guitars, keyboards, drums, and other gear on the go. Get an Ibanez acoustic electric guitar for just $174. Electro voice microphones, just $39. Or Ernie Ball acoustic strings, 3 sets for $12. Get road ready and save up to 40% now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
Spring has sprung, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint for your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It seems that the big headline today in technology is T-Mobile and Dish Network are in merger talk. Story this morning in the Wall Street Journal. This amounts to, they would combine the second largest satellite TV provider with the fourth largest wireless carrier. The companies have agreed the Dish chief executive would be the company's chairman, and the T-Mobile chief executive would become the CEO. That's always the big snag whenever these companies merge, no matter whether it's technology, any companies. Two guys at the top, they're at the top because, and here's the other thing about this. As I say that, I'm thinking about our discussion. Pretty much the thread through the program today is equality or inequality, men and women. So where are the women that run these technology companies? Anybody know any woman that is running a technology company? Kenny, can you think of somebody, Molly, off the top of your head? Some big technology company run by a woman? And if not, why not? I can't either.
No, there was a woman that was running Yahoo, but I think she's gone now.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yep. Google and its co-founder said that his companies, this is Sergey Brin, policy of not releasing accident reports for its self-driving cars is because they're trying to protect the privacy of the human drivers who caused the collisions. I love that. That's something for the ages, is it not? Apple. Five device makers, including iHome and Lutron Electronics, have unveiled products that work with Apple's HomeKit Start home system. What is that, Kenny? What's the HomeKit?
I believe it's a kit to make for the Internet of Things to connect your appliances, your things at home, with your smartphone.
Oh, when is that going to be in vogue?
It's starting now.
Yeah, how many people do you know that are using it?
I don't know anyone.
No. Is it expensive? Or you think it'll be expensive?
I'm sure it'll be expensive to start with. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for them to get the bugs out of it.
Yeah. Samsung is waiting till September to introduce its new pay wallet program. So they'll be competing with Apple then, right? Who else is doing this? Apple Pay?
Android
Pay? Samsung Pay?
Right.
Apple. I can't go through. I look through the tech stories to find something. I have to work hard to find something that's not about Apple. They do such a great job of promoting. Mercedes introducing a navigation application for the Apple Watch. Allows users to enter their destination via the watch or iPhone. So instead of using the navigation system on the panel, right, on the dashboard, you can just look at your watch. Is that what we're to assume from this?
Yeah. Like,
why would you use your watch to have navigation? You can't even, how much are you going to be able to see?
Yeah. No, like Dick Tracy, you say it into your watch and it programs the panel in your car.
Really? Okay. I want to go home. I'm just doing that. I want to go home. Say that into your watch. And then you'll just like kind of beam me up, Scotty. You're brought right home. 59.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.